right, we're back. Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. I was mentioning a particular email from someone that had questions. They moved here from New York City in the 90s. The question is, the stucco on the buildings in New York have been painted so many times it looks like caramel popcorn. I've painted my house in Arizona twice in 17 years that I've owned it and won't back rolling the stucco each time I paint eventually, result in a buildup of paint that fills in the texture of the stucco and makes it visually unappealing like those older cities. If it is necessary to back roll, how can I keep the fresh stucco look in the future? Thanks, Jerry. Jerry, if you're just applying a good 100% acrylic exterior paint, and you say you've painted it twice in 17 years, you're doing just fine. Every 8 to 10, 11 years, paint it. The sun actually cooks the paint off the wall. And you'll know that by rubbing your hand on the wall. You'll actually get the pigment on the palm of your hand. Power wash, paint, and back roll every 8 to 10 years, and you're not going to accumulate enough paint to diminish the texture of your stucco. And thank you for the kind words. Again, I repeat, he says, it seems every radio show I turn on has morphed into a negative political rant except yours, Rosie on the House. Capital letters, T-H-A-N-K-Y-O-U, thank you. So there you go. You want to get to our first caller here real quick? Let's go to Joyce calling in on our Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Julie and Lee, you're in queue. We'll get to you as quick as we can. But Miss Joyce, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Rosie on the House.
I just wanted to put in a good word for all the moms that do dad jobs. And I called you once when I was installing a garage door for a few tips on how to do it. But there's a lot of moms that have to do the both dad jobs, being a dad and doing all the work.
Well, you're exactly right, Miss Joyce. So on this Father's Day edition of Rosie on House, our tip of the hat to the moms who are the dads. You want to get to our little interview on...
Yeah, we have a little time. Let's see if we can...
Let's sneak a caller in.
Julie.
Very good.
Julie.
Let's bring Julie into the conversation. Good morning, Julie.
Hello.
How can we help
you? Well, I have a brand new house, and I am on septic.
Okay.
And I would like to get a water softener, but I've heard that the salt is bad for septics. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
Julie, just go to Rosie on the House and use any where are you in Arizona?
Queen Creek.
Okay. Just go to any one of the two Rosie-certified water treatment specialists in Maricopa County. That'd be Water Treatment Technologies, All About Water, and... their equipment has become so efficient, they're dispelling less sodium backfed water in the septic tanks. I'm on a septic tank. I've got a water filtration system. It is old news that a water softener is bad for septic tank. You can have a water softener.
And I'm on a septic, and we have a water softener as well. It's,
yep,
like Rosie said, old news and huge benefit to it. We have time. Confirmation on time? What are we at? We're at 55.
So you have just under 3 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Here's a Briggs & Stratton interview on the new power washer. Standing on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center with Dan Roach at Briggs & Stratton. You've known them for their engines for how many years? 100 years?
Why, over 100, yeah, absolutely.
But y'all are more than an engine manufacturer. We're standing in front of something that will soon reside in the Romero garage, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just let us know where we want to send that one to you. But yeah, we're talking about the electric pressure washers. We are obviously, as you know, known for engines on lawnmowers, etc. But we've really been a great products company for a number of years, and listening to the customers, listening to how they use generators and pressure washers, we've taken that information and really parlayed that into some advantages for the pressure washer category.
Well, tell us what we're looking at here.
This is our new electric pressure washer. We got 2,000 PSI. It also makes 1.1 gallons per minute with this unit.
In perspective, a standard flush in a toilet's 1.6 gallons. And that's in a couple seconds. So this is less in a full minute.
Yeah, I wouldn't use this in the door inside, but the spigot that you have on your house is usually between 5 and 7. So it is actually something that saves water and makes water work more hard for you than a standard nozzle on a garden hose.
And some of the features include it's very compact, It's on wheels, very portable.
Yeah, absolutely. We listened to customers, and when we asked them how often they use pressure washers, they said really only 4 or 5 times a year, you know, for an avid user. So all the rest of the year, that's taking up garage space. And what we decided to do is make our frame that's all steel, welded frame, we made it convertible so that it can be folded down and put up on a shelf or underneath a cabinet to keep it out of the way while it's not being used.
And being electric, you don't have to worry about the age of your gas or making sure you've got fresh gas. You just plug it in and go.
Yep, absolutely. We call electrics kind of a gateway tool into this category because they are so easy to set up. You plug them in, give them power, give them some water, and you're good to go. They're also very quiet when they're not being used. So they're only really making noise, unlike a gas pressure washer, they're only making noise when you have that trigger pulled.
One thing that everyone that's run a power washer knows is sometimes you want to switch the nozzles. You go back to the unit, you switch them out there, you'll have a new feature called the...
It's called the nozzle nifty. You know, half of the things that you're going to be doing that are called work while you're using a pressure washer are going back and forth and moving things around. So what we decided to do was we decided to put the nozzles right on what you've got in your hands. So you've got the wand in your hand as you're cleaning. You decide that you need to have a little bit different cleaning. You want to get into a corner wand to spread out the work over a larger area, or bring some detergent into the equation. You've got those nozzles right on the wand with our nozzle nifty.
What's this going to set a homeowner back?
The 2,000 PSI unit's going to set up a consumer back $199, so just under $200.